So what I'm going to talk about is the match statement in Python. Maybe a few words about myself. I'm Mark Lemberg. I've been around for lots of time. So I've done Python for many, many years. I'm a core developer. If you're working with Unicode, if you're working with the DB API or the platform module, these things are basically where I helped. I also founded a user group in Düsseldorf. That's where I come from. And I was chair of the EuroPython Society for a number of years. I was the director of the PSF for a number of years. So I've been around a while and done lots of things. But that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to talk about the match statement today. How many people of you know what the match statement actually is? Okay. Good number. How many of you have actually used the match statement? So not that many. That's interesting. So what I'm going to talk about is a bit more advanced stuff in using the match statement. And we're going to do a quick recap of how the match statement works. So this is the match statement. And there are lots of things in here happening. And on the next slide, I'm going to show a number of things that you have to be aware of. If you look at this slide, you'll immediately see that using the match statement is not necessarily trivial. So there are lots of things that you have to be aware of and lots of terms that you have to know about in order to actually use it properly. So the main thing is that you want to match something, so you put the match statement, the object that you want to match at the top, so match object, that's your match object. Then you have lots of case statements over here. Let me see whether this works. Over here you have the case statements. And the case statements, they basically tell Python what to match on. And in each case statement, you have a type pattern, or you have an instance, or a sequence, or a mapping, or a wildcard down here. So you basically try to identify the particular object that or object case that you want to handle. And then once Python has actually found that this is a match, let's say the object is a list, for example, then Python will put the object into this, the matched object into this variable here. And this is called a capturing variable. There are two ways to use these capturing variables. One is the explicit way, where you say as, and then the name of the capturing variable. Another way to do it is, for example, down here in the mapping. What happens here is if you have a mapping that has a name entry in it, then the value of that particular entry in that mapping will get stored into this capturing variable called name in that case, or value in this case, or in this case, this is a special case where basically you can put everything that has not been matched in your particular pattern, right? And you can then make use of that. There's a special value that you typically put at the very bottom of your match statement, which is like a wildcard. If you look at the documentation in Python, typically what gets used is the underscore. But I find the underscore not that necessarily helpful when reading the code, because you see an underscore, you don't know what it means. It can mean many different things in Python, actually. So what I typically do is I use a variable like, for example, unknown, or maybe like, you know, error situation or whatever. And then just output some text here to show the user that something went wrong. So there are two more important things, or actually three. One is very important. One is the instance pattern. So what you can do is you can actually match on certain types of classes, including attributes on those classes. So that's the instance pattern. The sequence pattern looks like a Python list. It actually matches a lot more than just a Python list. It matches anything that has the sequence protocol in Python. And same with the mapping. The mapping here looks like a Python dictionary, but it will actually match anything that implements the mapping protocol. So that was a short recap. I'm not going to go into much detail here. The reason why I'm giving these talks, I gave a talk about the basic match statement last year at FOSDEM. And this is the more advanced one. The reason I'm giving these talks is the match statement is not that well known yet. And what's worse, it's not in use that much. And it's a really excellent new tool that we have in Python, and we've had it since Python 3.10, which got released on October 21. So that's 3.5 years ago. And if you look at the statistics here, the statistics are not that new because the website I took it off, they haven't updated the statistics, so it's from July 2023. But as you can see here, the match statement is only used in about 0.58% of all the packages on PyPI. So not that much. And I'm going to, you know, I want to basically increase that usage a bit by giving these talks. One of the reasons why it's probably not being used that much is because the documentation is a bit lacking. So essentially what you have is you have these three PEPs that were posted in order to basically get the match statement into Python. The first one is just the motivation, why it's good, why it should be used. It discusses the syntax and everything, but it's very technical. Same with the last one, the 6.3.4 one. That's actually a specification. So if you read that one, that goes into all the details that you have in with the match statements. If you want to start learning about the match statement, the best way to do that is to read the PEP 6.3.6. That's a tutorial. And by reading that, you can actually, you know, try to understand how the match statement works. The problem with all of this is that normally what happens is you write the PEPs to get something into Python, and then you write proper documentation. Well, that last part hasn't happened for the match statement. So essentially, the match statement documentation that you find in the regular Python documentation is more or less the same thing as what you have in the PEPs. So, yeah. Could be improved, let's say. So patches are welcome, of course. So some things that I did not have on the other slide, some more advanced features that you have in the match statement, I put on this slide. So the first thing is that you can do OR parsing. So let's say you have multiple values that you want to match, and you can use the OR operator for that. you can match optional things and put them somewhere in capturing variables. So for example, the dot args would match anything that's in a list, let's say, after the first one and two. You can use underscores if you're not interested in certain things, and then just basically these are throwaway kind of capturing variables. And the same thing works with dictionaries. I already mentioned basically capturing variable to capture anything that is not in that pattern. Very important is the instance parsing. We're going to go into more detail on that one. And then sometimes what you want to do is you want to put local variables in your patterns as well. And the way that works is, let's say it's a bit of a hack. So normally what happens is whenever Python finds a variable name in your pattern, it will basically interpret that as a capturing variable. Now, in order to make Python aware that you actually want to reference a local variable in your context, you have to put a dot into the variable reference somewhere. And a typical way to do that is to basically just maybe use a class or a data class or whatever, and then you put your stuff in there, and then inside the pattern, you then write, for example, params dot and then variable name. There are lots more things that you can do. You should have a look at the PyCon Italia talk from Raymond Hettinger. In